news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Monday, May 17th is the new April 15th.
'Cause I'm the tights man.
Yep, it's the official deadline to file your 2020 income tax returns. Pushed back a month thanks to COVID. But there are some benefits coming your way. Stick around. More info on that coming up. But first, breaking news Monday morning. The Supreme Court announced it will hear a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade. Yep, the court will review Mississippi's ban on abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. That's before the point of fetal viability. This ban has been blocked by lower courts since it was enacted in 2018. It'll likely be the first major reproductive rights case argued before the high court since Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed in October, giving the right wing a 6-3 majority that will likely curtail abortion access. Voting matters. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Sunday called for Israel and Hamas militants in Gaza to end their, quote, utterly appalling conflict immediately and reach a ceasefire. Speaking during a UN Security Council meeting, Guterres said, quote, this latest round of violence only perpetuates the cycles of death, destruction, and despair and pushes farther to the horizon any hopes of coexistence and peace. Sunday marked the deadliest day in the week-long conflict in Gaza. Israel bombed a house there where a family was celebrating the end of Ramadan, along with a building that housed international news media. Meanwhile, Hamas militants kept up their barrage of missiles aimed at Tel Aviv. This escalation of hostilities is the worst violence since the 2014 Gaza War. The UN Secretary General said he's dismayed by the rising civilian casualties. The death toll from Israel's Sunday morning airstrikes on Gaza City rose to at least 42. Israel launched more strikes on Monday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended Israel's airstrikes, saying they would continue at full force and would, quote, take time. On Saturday, President Biden spoke with both Netanyahu and the Palestinian Authority president, and there's some disagreement, especially among Democrats, regarding what the U.S. should do and what our response might say about Biden's commitment to human rights and social and racial justice. Two different groups of senators released statements Sunday calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, but President Biden has so far declined to do that. Over the weekend, the administration reportedly blocked the UN Security Council from calling for an immediate ceasefire. Biden has voiced support of Israel despite growing opposition from within his party over the Israeli army's daily barrage of attacks on Palestinian civilians. Among others, freshman Senator John Ossoff of Georgia issued a statement with 29 other Democratic senators calling for a ceasefire. Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin was among those backing it. Senators Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut, and Republican Todd Young of Indiana, both sit on the Middle East Subcommittee of the Foreign Relations Panel, have a bipartisan statement also calling for a ceasefire. As does Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Robert Menendez, who's always been a strong supporter of Israel. The statement he issued over the weekend said he was, quote, deeply troubled by reports of Israeli military actions that resulted in the death of innocent civilians in Gaza, as well as Israeli targeting of buildings housing international media outlets. In other news, representatives from both parties struck a deal Friday on a 9/11-type commission to investigate the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. Republican Congressman John Katko of New York, one of only 10 Republicans who voted to impeach Trump, did the negotiating for the Republicans. Katko took multiple demands from Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, including equal representation and subpoena power for both parties, and getting the work done before the midterms kick in 2022. The Democrats agreed, surprising McCarthy, who has yet to decide what he wants to do next. Congress will likely vote this week on the creation of that commission. The vote comes as some Republicans have been gaslighting the nation about what happened on January 6th, pretending it was nothing more than a typical tourist day at the Capitol. U.S. public health officials spreading out on the Sunday shows this weekend to address the confusion around the CDC's new masking guidelines. Last week, the Centers for Disease Control reversed its longstanding call for masks, now saying it's safe for fully vaccinated people to go out without them in most indoor and outdoor settings, although the agency left it up to local jurisdictions and businesses to set policies in specific places. All right, so I mentioned that Monday is tax day. The Biden administration is arguing with Republicans and a few Democrats about whether enhanced unemployment benefits are preventing some Americans from going back to work. Several Republican-led states have now decided not to accept any more money from the federal government for the temporary unemployment insurance assistance. But many families are about to see another boost of support from Washington. The Treasury Department announcing Monday that on July 15th, the expanded child tax credit will kick in, and about 39 million American households with children will start to receive monthly payments of as much as $300 per child under six and up to $250 per child over six. The program, which is temporary and set to expire after this year, is estimated to lift 5 million children out of poverty. President Biden wants the program renewed through 2025, and some other Democrats are pushing for a permanent extension. And finally, I knew it. According to former U.S. Navy Lieutenant Ryan Graves and a bunch of others who appeared on 60 Minutes Sunday night, pilots see UFOs, or as they call them, unidentified aerial phenomena, UAP, every single day off the Atlantic coast. Yes, quite a few ex-military officials spoke about their UFO experiences Sunday night on 60 Minutes. Graves said that UFOs should be considered not as an outlandish conspiracy theory, but as a very real national security risk. He said that sightings have happened, quote, every day for at least a couple of years. And he has three explanations: top secret U.S. technology, foreign spying devices, or something not from this planet. I think I'll go for number three. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.